It is a message that has been ringing throughout the ages. Salvation belongs to our God. It is our God's plan to seek and to save that which was lost.
Hello and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. We heard in the first part of this message, aired last week, about war in heaven, that great conflict of the ages between God and Satan that ends with the total victory of Christ and the expulsion of that great troubler of mankind from heaven. But that is not the end of the story. If the seals were bad, things on earth get worse. But since God's door of mercy through faith in Jesus Christ remains open, no one needs to be here. So as Dr. Raphael Thomas continues his message this evening, we invite you to turn to the main text of Revelation chapter 12 and follow along as we hear from Scripture about those things that will surely come about on this left behind earth during the tribulation. Here, once again, is Dr. Thomas with the conclusion of his message, War in the Heavens, Wrath in the Earth.
There is someone more powerful than Satan. His name is Jesus, the Almighty, the All-Powerful, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. He holds this world in the palm of his hand. He is still in control of this world. He is not voted out of power. He has not resigned. There was no coup. He is still on his throne. And he remembers his own. So there is the war. And the Bible calls us to put on the whole armor of God. You see, in these last days, we cannot get very far in ministry. We cannot get very far in the work of God without arming ourselves in the full armor of God, that we will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. But we thank God that as we stand in the name of Jesus, as we stand under the blood of Jesus Christ, we walk in victory. There is war. There is the wrath. But I want to bring our attention. I'm going to skip over the bowels. You can read those starting at Revelation 15 and see some more of the destruction that will take place on the earth. So in that passage which was read, I want to bring your attention to something else that is happening. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven. Now remember, we talk about the war in heaven and the wrath on the earth. But that is not all that is happening. God is moving his agenda along. The warfare or the wrath cannot distort God's plan. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of the brethren who accused them before God day and night has been cast down. And hear what verse 11 says. And they overcame him. Hallelujah. By the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. If we see the war in heaven and the wrath on the earth, what about the weakness? For God will never leave himself without a weakness. Now, this is the time of the tribulation. And sometimes the question is asked, will people still be able to accept Christ in the tribulation? Well, it is clear from the text in Revelation that some people are going to embrace the gospel of Jesus Christ. They are going to embrace Christ the Lamb as their Lord, and they will lay down their lives for that good news of the gospel, and they will not take the seal. They will not take the mark of the beast, and we're going to talk some more about that in next week. So let us look at some of the weaknesses. God's program is still being carried out. You know, if God was able to carry out his work in Babylon of old, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were cast into a lake of fire, heated seven times hotter, and experienced the power and the glory of God. And if God is able to carry out his work in the time of tribulation, what about now? Is there anything that can stop the gospel of Jesus Christ now? The weaknesses. The Bible says, and they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. That word testimony is really weakness. In the Greek, the word weakness is martyria. It is very close to our English word martyr. But when we give our lives to Jesus Christ, it is a one-way street. We take up the cross and we follow Christ. He says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Sometimes we sing, the cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back. We take up our cross and we are on a one-way street, following Jesus, not looking back, not turning back. We are called to be steadfast to the end. We are weaknesses. So in the book of Revelation, we have some groups of people mentioned that carry out the work of God even in tribulation times. In chapter 7, that interlude, we find mention of the 144,000. Chapter 7, verse 1. Revelation 7, 1 says, after these things I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, on the sea, or on the tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four winds, to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees, till I have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. There is going to be the mark of the beast going around, and those who take the mark of the beast will experience the judgment of God. But there are some, even in the tribulation time, they are not going to take the mark of the beast, but they are going to get a different mark. They are going to take the mark of the Father upon their forehead. And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. So God has appointed some who will stand for him, who will bear witness for him in the midst of the tribulation period. 12,000 from each tribe of the Jewish nation will be appointed and sealed by God to bring his message during the time of the tribulation. But it is not only the Jewish people who will be saved in the tribulation. There will be a multitude Look at verse 9 of the same chapter. This is group 2 of the witnesses. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, salvation belongs to our God. It is a message that has been ringing throughout the ages. Salvation belongs to our God. It is our God's plan to seek and to save that which was lost. He drafted the plan of salvation, and nothing is going to stop God's plan of salvation. Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. All the angels stood around the throne and the elders and the four living creatures and fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, who are these arrayed in white robes? And where did they come from? We didn't see them earlier in the picture. So where have they come from? And I said to him, sir, you know. So he said to me, these are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will dwell among them. They shall never hunger anymore, nor thirst anymore. The sun shall not strike them, nor any heat. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of waters, and God will wipe away every tear from their eye. There is coming a time when God will wipe away tears from our eyes. And we are excited about the eternal state, but we will get there in time. I also want to mention a cry coming out from the fifth seal. You will remember that Pastor Grant mentioned the fifth seal last week, but didn't actually open that seal. Let's look at what is in that fifth seal, Revelation 6, 9 to 11. He says, when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the what? The testimony or the witness which they held. They held firm to their witness. In the midst of tribulation, they held fast. They did not waver. They did not bow to the image or to the Antichrist. They did not deny their Lord. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth? Then a white robe was given to each of them. And it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer. It won't be long. Just a little while longer. Until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who would be killed as they were was completed. During the time of the tribulation, there will be those witnesses who will be undergoing much but overcoming mightily. They are undergoing the struggles and the sufferings and even martyrdom. But not even death can stop us from experiencing the victory of Jesus Christ. For death, the last enemy, has been destroyed. Jesus took the sting of death and cried, "Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? For death is swallowed up in victory." So we are not afraid of those who can kill the body but cannot touch the soul. We are safe and secure in Christ when we yield ourselves to him. One songwriter says, "He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depth of his love and covers me there with his hands." It is this assurance that the witnesses in the book of Revelation had, that even death cannot separate me from the love of God. Sometimes we deny our Lord in the face of some simple things. May we resolve afresh to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. So we see the 144,000 witnesses from Israel. We saw those who bore witness in that number that no man, the multitude that no one could number. I want to mention group three, category three of witnesses. Chapter 11, verse 1. "Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood, saying, 'Rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there. But leave out the court, which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles. And they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. This is sometimes referred to as time, times, and a half. It is the 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation. That is the second half of that 7-year period. It says, "And I will give power to my 2 witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth." That is the same 42 months or 3.5 years. 1,260 days. God is going to empower these 2 witnesses, especially to witness in the Great Tribulation. "These are the 2 olive trees and the 2 lampstands standing before God of the earth. And if anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. And if anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. These have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls in the days of their prophecy. And they have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. For God will not leave himself without a witness." Verse 7 says, "Then they finished their testimony." And what is the testimony there? Their witness. "The beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcoming them and kill them. And their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Then those from the people, tribes, tongues, and nations will see their dead bodies 3.5 days and not allow their dead bodies to be put into graves. And those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, make merry, and send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. Verse 11. Now, after the 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet, and great fear fell on those who saw them. And they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, "Come up here." And they ascended to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies saw them. In the same hour there was a great earthquake, and a tenth of the city fell. In the earthquake, 7,000 people were killed, and the rest were afraid and did what? And gave glory to the God of heaven. God will be glorified. Let there be glory and honor and praises. It's interesting to see that after some of the seals were poured out, the Bible says, and they did not give glory to God. They did not give glory to God, but God did something. He caused these two witnesses who were killed and who were seen by the whole world for 3.5 days to receive life and to ascend to heaven. And people knew that there is a God who is still on his throne. The war is on, but the war is won. The wrath of Satan is taking place across the earth and will be intensified in the tribulation. But Satan is loose, but just on a leash. The witnesses were undergoing much, but overcoming mightily. When we see the future, when we get a glimpse of what is ahead of us, and we know how the story ends, it should cause us to stand fast. Even now. Acts 1 verse 8 tells us, "And you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses." How is your witness for Jesus? It is not as bad now as it is going to be in the tribulation. But I said if the witnesses could be faithful in the tribulation, and if Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego could be faithful in Babylon, God calls us to be faithful witnesses now. Romans 10:14 says, "How then can they call on the name that they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one to whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them?" Can God find a witness today? Is there somebody who will say, "Lord, I will be your witness. I will be available to you to serve you."
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, "Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved?" You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this: "Dear God, I'm a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen." And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and he will answer your prayer and he will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ, or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-887-4750 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. And remember to ask for our daily devotional, The Word for You Today. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing to us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10:45 a.m. It will certainly be a pleasure to meet you. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.